inform me exactly of 112 ornaments may dispel the darkness of mind. I pay homage to the picture.
Verse 26. Many are endowed with joyful diligence. They are learned also and imbued with a faith, but through the fault of lacking introspection, they will not escape the sting of sin and the downfall. So many practice is like this. Even you have heard many times of some concept, but until totally realize the nature of the mind, easily forgot what you learned, and memorize those things are easy to lose. Most learned concept, and you have to contemplate, and then eventually through the meditation to enhance or make it really belong to you. As we said before, messenger become message, like that kind of practice. And not only meditate on the cushion, but on the daily life, you have to try to implement what you really learned. And then this way, they can last long. Otherwise, if you implement is only short time, it also won't work. After a while, after totally realized in the first ground, first bhumi, the bodhisattva level, then it's kind of already in safe zone or advanced level, so you won't have a this downfall sting again, those illusion and lost of the mind won't appear again. This is why they call it enlightenment, first ground. Otherwise, for the beginners, and also including the intellectually intelligent person, people who theoretically know the proper way to know things, know the truth, but due to not in or in internal realization, not yet, so knowledge is knowledge will fade away. So this way they said, the learned and have a faith, and those two learned that lacking of practice and action implementation. So when you have learned many things dharma, you have to diligently work introspection. You have to implement it. So here also talking about lacking of the awareness. That the awareness can help you in the moment, in the real experience, you can wake up with yourself. Warn yourself, what are you doing, and what is now situation, your current moment of internal consciousness, what is going on. If you don't have a very bright awareness, then conscious follow another conscious, one thought follow the other thought, and even you are like watching a movie, including thought going on, like playing a game and a movie. So you cannot have you don't have the power to cut the illusion, thinking, thoughts. So if you want to not fall in chasing after thoughts, then have to have a brightness of awareness, introspection. You then suddenly you felt like your current moment now. It's like some call it dawn, morning shine before the light, the sunrise. Even after, like, when you have a first the ground of Bhumi, Bodhisattva, it's like sun rises. So sun, after sun rises, it won't be go back again. It's, you already stable level. But during the dawn, you still haven't seen the reality yet. So you have to wake up. This way, the enlightenment or the waking stage awareness, these are, there is aware or waking, these power to inspire yourself. If you just learned how to do it, how you like may working with mechanic, you do something externally exactly, measure it, won't work that way, because that is also different techniques. You are just thinking that is technique, you are doing that. You are doer and the object subject become one. So that awareness very important. Otherwise, if you have a dual situation, you are not in a subject level of object combined or union, then you have an endless chasing after thoughts and the thoughts never end. You eventually thinking this is impossible to achieve some enlightenment. Something. So in this here, especially emphasize the awareness, introspection, that really help you to increase the quality of the practice. The lacking of awareness and your practice quality will be very low. It's just like a drama who follows the guideline and principles to play that kind of dharma activities and platform. You have some create your platform and then to give some show. It's like that because it's a collective practice. If people are doing together, everybody want to make it exactly with the ritual and scripture. But behind this scripture and the rhythm, you have to analyze and really be, get the meaning, not the words. So in that, it will change. Otherwise, this is a very much emphasized awareness, including the anything you inspire or anything deeply you realize, it's due to awareness or introspection. So without introspection, then the progress will be not very much in the immense. Even there is a progress through the hearing and imitating something, but once you have some problems or you polluted your mind and the spirit again, you know, so it's that not very stable level.
Lack of introspection is a thief. It slinks behind when mindfulness abates, and all the merit we have gathered in, it steals, and down we go to lower realms.
Distorted mind, we can say why this happens, it's due to not having the mindfulness. This is behind the wing, mindfulness abate. Mindfulness and awareness, there's a relation, co-work kind of associated with together. Without mindfulness, then awareness not much function, because mindfulness is the accurate or according dharma. Mindfulness works, memorize, remember how to do it, what is the proper way to do it. That is mindfulness. To have some guideline, have the right guidance is mindfulness. And also able to remain on the guideline. Otherwise, you just have the memory, it's long, not works. But mindfulness have these qualities with the stabilizing your mind and remember what is proper way to do it. Especially for the mind scattering everywhere, or dullness, those two parts. If mind is too wild, like some scripture described elephant kind of mind, crazy elephant, not let your mind become a crazy elephant. That means mind is powerful to drive one person to do many things, including dangerous things and the illogical things. So mind is powerful and create a huge amount of karma, whether it's positive, also they can do immense helpful thing. If mind become crazy, they also can do tremendous damage. So, you know, mindfulness is very, very much important, is very important. And with the mind, know how to do it and according to scriptural dharma, especially what is dharma, proper way to do it. And then, you can able to remain on the proper, and then to the awareness is the side the check. How are you doing? And did you shift your attention or shift your due to your habituation drive you to another pattern? So awareness is like a side check. Side check, what is your speech doing, what is your mind doing, what is your body doing, so especially mind itself can drive everything. So extra attention, or you have a mirror, can make look your faith. If you have a mind mirror, it's like a awareness, introspection. And then to any time you have the mind, mirror in front of your eyes, you can see your face. Similarly, anytime you have the awareness, you can aware of what is the situation now. Not the seeing. Awareness is not just the look the mind, what is inside the story telling or composing in the mind. It's just this, know, are you on the right track? What are you doing now? And then when you're aware of this thought, then with help of mindfulness, they can just go right direction. So mindfulness and awareness working together, one after, or especially this, they said, not lacking of awareness, happened when you lose your mindfulness. And then without mindfulness and awareness, what we created, a good merit or moral things, will be also took away by thief of the improper thoughts. And then the crazy mind will lead everybody, can drag in us to negative consequences, including lower realms. And then this part is saying, without mindfulness, without awareness, what is a problem? The problem is we have a more chaotic internal mind, and the consequences of relationship, and in not only this life, and also future lives too.
Defilements are a band of robbers looking for their chance to injure us. They steal our virtue when their moment comes and batter out the lives of happy destinies.
This one is saying lacking of mindfulness. How we follow mindfulness and what is methods to having this mindfulness. I still have this talking about the consequences if we don't have mindfulness. And there's some with using the robbers to distorted mind as a robbers. And the same positive emotions, negative emotions are side by side and always appear any time suddenly. And walking on the street, you don't know who is thief, who is robbery until they do it. So similarly, internal negative kind of destructive emotion also, anytime there is a chance, there will be peer to your mind and then to virtuous deeds or virtuous mind will transfer by negative kind of emotion. When we have cultivate the good deeds, virtuous action, virtuous mind, and the compassionate mind, also challenge it by the destructive emotion. What is destructive emotion? We can say it's greed and selfish and self-centeredness. And like a strong me, this is mine, and this is a I like this, I don't like that. I want this, I don't want that. This dislike or like, this whole related towards, we say more negatively, it's selfish, kind of motivated, drive people's behavior very, very aggressive. So what is selfish? This problem, selfish kind of attitude come from is the see things as a real. Everything is real. They cannot look, cannot see properly consequences of law of causality, but have a very strong attachment towards phenomenon. Then strong me and this mind is very, very, very strong. And then with this me and the mind, they create all of the stories, and then from this life to after that life, next life, continuation of identity of a strong me. And this is why Dharma or teaching, we don't really possess or we don't have that I am this and that. We are kind of fundamentally, no lose, no gain, and no born, no death, that kind of situation. But we only see more temporary things, and without have a wisdom eye to look after consequences of good and bad. Like a bad business person will do something, end up having misery and pain.
And therefore, from the gateway of my mind, my mindfulness should not have leave to stray. And if it wanders, it shall be recalled. My thoughts of anguish in the lower worlds.
So remember, it's like in used to in a bank in India. I heard there's a safe guard who have a gun and this, protect the bank. And also the gun was have the chain and locked on one kind of steel. They cannot carry a gun and moving around, or somebody robbed can use that gun and against the guard. Or the guards have the gun and try to hurt the worker inside. The safeguard, the guard himself also have to check this person's attitude. Some are very poor to have hiring, say the bodyguard or the guard job. If they don't have much money or something, they also do dangerous things. So they run locked in a door. But he can use it, but he cannot drag and moving around. It's similarly mindfulness also. One side you can, you have the, protect your mind, your action. At the same time, the awareness that is the another protection to see what is the awareness of the mindfulness doing. Otherwise, mindfulness itself will know how to remain on the right path, right way, but cannot, this is not another function to check what is mindfulness, current moment situation. So they're saying, keep the mindfulness all the time, all the time. Once the mindfulness not there, wandering thoughts and wild thoughts will come. So once you have a guardian of this mindfulness, when you think of this without mindfulness, what is the downfall? What is the problem? And with mindfulness, what is the benefit? Then you will keep the mindfulness for continuously. And also, keep your mindfulness continuously. Through fear and by the councils of their abbots. And staying ever in their teacher's company, in those endowed with the fortune and devotion, mindfulness is cultivated easily. Certain rules you learn then can help you very much, like vowels. Once you don't know how to be a mindfulness, then you have to learn precepts and vowels, and including sutra teachings and Abhidharma teachings about the commentaries. Those are very helpful to clarifying what is right and wrong, what is you should take, what you should reject. In their mind, a lot of thoughts, but you have to check and balance it for yourself. So, and here is saying, with the respect of, and follow the master, teacher, teacher and the student relationship are very, very deep spiritual level. In any religion, I think it's like that mostly. In Catholic or other churches, I think in different aspect and level, including Buddhism, also to teacher-student the relationship in the Hinayana or the Theravada tradition is also important, but relatively more open, more not bound too tight. And in the Mahayana, more emphasize, especially in the Vajrayana, there more kind of importance emphasize teacher and student relationship due to the important teachings who transmissions passing down to the student, and also a very important message which also master transform to the student's mind. So human mind changed by or influenced by another human is most powerful in any field. It's like that. So human influenced by another human being, including maybe worldly also too, husband, wife, and children. These can influence parents not very much. And in this one, especially emphasize when you are in regular in a monastery, you have to follow certain rules, daily life, lifestyle, and how to engage with the group, like life in group. That is very important to respect the teacher or abbot. And the abbot is the source of wisdom, or supposedly giving teachings and leadership kind of aspect of character, who can order that monastery or community function well. And also have a devotion towards Dharma friends and the people who in this life have an important role in your life. These, even although there is so many lives, so many human beings on this earth, but how many really people you engage in? Maybe a few hundred, maybe even less, 10, 20, 30, 40, through time to time, different people. Maybe a whole lot, like your life, maybe 100, 10,000 or something, it really matters much otherwise. So you should see them as a very important and respect, pay respect. And those are your kind of way to keep the mindfulness. And the practice Dharma also came from those people who surrounding you. And some are in a positive kind of way, some are negative, challenging way, but for Dharma practitioners, positive and negative, or both can be good for you. Good can, both can increase your internal virtue quality. Even sometimes it's challenging one, it's more, when you're thinking back, when you successfully practiced, and then you think the, who challenging you, that is very, very precious. But if you fall into practice Dharma, then negative is, bring negative, not positive.
The Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas both possess unclouded vision, seeing everything. All lies open to their gaze. And likewise, I am always in their presence.
This is also another way to practice mindfulness. And already we can see the same one first teacher and the Dharma fellowship friends. And then now he's talking about Buddha and Bodhisattvas who already enlightened. And we read the life of Buddha and the Bodhisattvas and their activities, their quality, precious quality, merits, all those kind of good deeds Bodhisattva has, from wisdom aspect. Buddha himself also you know, causal level of practice, or we can say before becoming Buddha, he did a lot of good things to accumulate wisdom and merit through life after life. So we given us courage and give us an example. We can also, we are also same human being. We can do it, way of doing, way of bodhisattva. So also when you are alone, you can imagine or thinking wisdom of eye of Buddha and bodhisattva everywhere. Even you don't think they were kind of a ghost or like a divine beings, gods or something to look at everywhere when you hear, when you, but we say Buddha and Bodhisattva, it's internal, it's not external. When you are in the compassion level increasing, that is a Avalokiteshvara aspect of you, if they're transforming your speech, body, and mind into compassionate practice. And of course, the Buddha, Bodhisattvas have their compassion and wisdom too, but especially character is these, as a Buddha, total awakened Buddha, there are 8 different qualities representing each Bodhisattva, great 8 Bodhisattvas. So when you're cultivating wisdom, that is aspect of Manjushri and blessing and the qualities, how you have purifying yourself, that is also one aspect of Buddha, achievement of Buddha, his kind of qualities. So when you think of a Buddha and Bodhisattva in internal realization and achieving towards enlightenment, and also when you say present feeling, I feel blessed, I feel powered, empowered, that is also internal happening to you. Some people also, another round way of practicing this, visualizing the Buddha and Bodhisattva. And doesn't matter how it is work for you to keep your virtuous mind, it's fine, it's the same.
One who has such thoughts as these will gain devotion and a sense of fear and shame. For such a one, the memory of Buddha rises frequently before the mind.
So when you compare yourself towards Buddha and Bodhisattva, some people say, oh, I cannot do this as a Buddha did or something. But when you see, they also did through step by step, from small to large increase, and from banding small negativities and accepting the, or doing the small, from small virtues and increase the good and the negative or decrease that kind of level of gradual practice, you can also have a encourage yourself. You could generate encouragement to yourself. And then here saying a fear and shame, again, okay, devotion. There's a fear, and some people see the it's in different cultures explained fear and the shame are negative or positive. In Buddhism, we not this is a fear of the consequences of negativities that you should fear. If you see the poisoning food inside the poison, you should fear of that. Otherwise, you will have it in later. You're going to have a pain. Similarly, there is a consequence of what you did, and then you cannot immediately see as if some poison you ate, and the texture is sweet. And also, not immediately effect to your body, but gradually one time it's striking your health. Similarly, many negative consequences also little by little, sometimes accumulated, and sometimes it's not happening immediately, like you did great negativity, but you seems okay, I'm not other than, well, I'm just like a regular, normal, I'm not facing difficulties. But also, when those accumulations are big enough, then there's consequences, or not only this time, but later we're going to have appear. That's called when birds fly to the sky, the shadow won't be appear on earth. But when bird close to ground, then the shadow will be following after. It's like that. The negative karma is not immediate consequences sometimes, but doesn't mean they won't be followed you or with you in later. And there is a shame, and that means fear means internal kind of situation. You think of this consequences and have some common sense and thinking, this is good, that I will do it. This is bad, I don't want to do it. And the shame is like also, if you regret or you feel wrong, then you should change. Without the shame, then people criticizing or another person say, oh, this person is shameless. That means they don't know how to correct the wrong action. So shameless, it's like they're doing wrong one, but they're still not realizing it, or even they are not correcting it, not continue to negative kind of approach. So in this shame in Buddhism, also especially, you have to practice of openly, because due to you have to conquer your selfish kind of a motivation and selflessness of not real, in this too it's very challenging. So in this you have to kind of go beyond of your box, go beyond of yourself kind of habituation. So you have to, even if you did something wrong or something, easily accept this is the wrong thing I did wrong. Then there is a chance to take turn to go right direction. And also your sense of release, you don't have to go until the end of the negativity continuously. When you have a confess or you have a shame, then that is a exactly chance to transform yourself. It's not that you go down or you have to punish yourself, but there is a new birth of a transformation, transform yourself. And then this is called internal realization. It's kind of a shame that's wrong or right. But in English, another shame is it's sort of purely doesn't like themselves or don't like their, cannot achieve what they want, shame. And not guilty, not regret, it's a shame. That kind of a shame is we are not encouraging. We are always emphasizing we all have a Buddha nature. So you don't have to shame. It's like external dust you have to clean. If you have a face, you have a sting, then you don't realize it or you don't directly see it. You don't want to change it. Then the sting will be on your face all the time, but not your face. It's just the surface of your face. Then it's too close, then people say there's a sting on your face. You then when you have a realization of the realization, thinking, this thing is not part of my face, so I have to clean. So similarly, the shameless is not about your essence of the shame. It's a kind of a temporary clouds. We should change. When we want blue sky, and then we wish this dark cloudness goes away. So understand that one, then it's a the way of practice the Dharma. And when you have they compare it to themselves and thinking, I'm the fundamental nature, my nature is Buddha nature. If I'm Buddha, my fundamental nature is Mara or the ghost or something wrong, negativity, then it's there is a hopeless to change us. But our all goodness out of this, then we follow the basic principle, what is the fundamental things about myself, awareness, compassion, these all embrace easily due to that good ground for us. Continue, please.
When mindfulness is stationed as a sentinel, a guard upon the threshold of the mind, introspection will be likewise there, returning when forgotten or dispersed.
Mm-hmm. So it's the same as we said before, in order to guard your mind, and then you should have a mindfulness. And once you have a mindfulness, awareness, introspection will follow after mindfulness. Even once you lost mindfulness or introspection will be come back as a joint compact or co-worker, these internal guards or kind of associate with you internally and working for protect your mind, guards your not falling into wrong perceptions and also wrong actions, help you not falling into those things. Of course, we are in a different one from this and that. We do two different situations where sometimes thinking about what I'm doing and what is wrong and right. And sometimes if there is a harsh kind of a words or even bad look or something, angry face or something, then the mindful mind, if you are sick in a difficult situation, your mind will be also less guarded by the mindfulness and awareness. Sometimes it's very emotional, people crying and people kind of kicking and jumping, different things happen. Then you can see their lack of awareness and mindfulness cannot accordingly to manage mind and emotion. Subtle mind and emotion. When you have a very strong devotion and also mindfulness, you can able to achieve a lot of things, including even when you're dying, you are having very strong like bodhicitta mind of aspiration, thinking about the goodness of bodhicitta in not only this life and the future lives. Thinking of death is happened many, many times due to selfish motivation and the wrong perception, deluded kind of mind, or lead us to be reborn in many different form. But now this time, I have a very good opportunity to practice the precious enlightened mind, and I will continue not only this life, but after life, I will wish I can continue to practice plain noble kind of mind. And then with this aspiration and thinking all phenomena is illusion, you understand this, there is nothing really rely I can rely. It's mind, the life is temporary, kind of travelers, body with mind. We are temporary visitors of this world, and any things and a particular kind of emotion grasping is the wrong thing to do. Only pure perception and our kind of spirit, inspiration to the higher kind of state of mind, including Buddha's mind, all-knowing kind of qualitative mind, or you can think of a pure land, pure realm, pure realms. I wish I can associate with a higher kind of noble mind. With those prayer and with those mindfulness, devotion and prayer, you can, even the people who are passing through difficult and death or something, and including these difficult situation, you're able to remain mindfulness, see things as nothing objectively exists independently. Through this understanding, you see everything is illusion, nothing to grasp, nothing to really lose or gain. It's just temporary kind of association. And it, with this, we can, although there is a maybe temporary mindfulness and the introspection or the awareness is not there, but most of the time it's there. So you can, in a challenging time, you have a peaceful, relatively peaceful or really good mind. And then this is a 34, step 34 is saying how to keep the precepts and abandoning bad and harmful things and accumulate good things, and then using banding harm, not harming, but helping. And with these, you have to have some merit or knowledge or meditative qualities, wisdom, something you can help. Otherwise, you don't have anything, you cannot help. So first, you abandoning harm or resisting from harm. And then second is the accumulation of good qualities in you. And third is serving all sentient beings, that kind of three steps. And the first step is resist from harm or not harming others. That is purifying your three doors, body, speech, and mind, the action of those three doors. And if at the outset, when I checked my mind, I found that it is stained with some faults, I shall be still and self-possessed, unmoving like a piece of a wood. Piece of wood.
A log
of wood
is the way it's said.
A piece of wood is 这跟翻译有点不一样吗？你觉得？我猜是那个无数银行。对对对对，是是是，yes, that's true. And this is saying when you doing anything, you have to check what is Buddhism already always saying is the what you wish. It's very important. Wish you, aspiration is very important, very powerful. Lead people's life and lifestyle, aspiration. You want this and you don't want that. If against your wish, very like difficult, painful life, wish is very important. So you have to set your wish in good and, good and also vast and deep kind of goal. If we are, I wish my wish very achievable, but a very low kind of limited, very, very limited, then I don't have a motivation to do beyond things. So enlightenment itself, it's close to us, but also great thing to do. So that wish is, aspiration is very important. And then when you check your mind, anything, any cause and any reason, any kind of mind begin to thinking, the wanting something or to want to doing the motivation and thoughts, something set up to begin in particular kind of way or reason, things, and you have to check this is a good thoughts on. If I now I want to say, oh, I saw people driving airplane, and then I think this is private jet, very good. So I admire or envy or have some emotion. Then this, when this happens, then you should check what is useful, what is good of it, and what is meaningful. And you can, it's really, you can achievable. If not, how, why you give extra work your mind, to your mind, and to frustrate yourself and emotionally kind of thinking, I cannot do that much, or I don't have that much money, and then have some low self-esteem, or many causes, many mind is very complicated. So when you have any thoughts, if you have a desire or hatred, some people even hatred one country, that's unthinkable, how you can hatred to one country. So many people inside of that country. And it's kind of an illusion made by political boundaries and set up by media or history, some aspect of history. These can make people more blend and a very rough and simple white and black kind of thinking. Many war happens, then the soldiers by brainwashed by the team of higher kind of propaganda department saying what we are doing is right. All war is like that. What we are doing is helping, or we are doing kind of destroying the evil or something, and to dehumanize other people, de-civilization, and demonize, and we said dehumanize. This happens, then the people are able to kind of kill something and not feel much. So similarly, when we have this strong mind, you have to, as a following of wisdom and the compassion path of enlightenment, you should check yourself, thinking what is the right and the wrong. Immediately, any thoughts you come, you, if you're able, you have to internally reflect and thinking about what is your really belief and what is your path you're following. If you are following the path of the Buddha, then you think in, you should think what the Buddha and Dharma said to do, and is right or wrong, and you can reason in Dharma. You can polish, or you can, what is a check, what is a, he said is right or wrong. And after you check this proper way to do it, what is a righteous, you think you can do it, you accept it, then you according Dharma, when I think so many things and influenced by different people, media and things, but immediately you have a Dharma in you, what is the truth, what is the proper way to do it. And including you have a very closed and teacher, you also remember what my teacher and my lineage teacher masters said this and that. They are very brilliant and a compassionate person, and they see things very clearly with their clear mind. And then we can use those as a reflect points from Buddha Dharma, from lineage masters, teacher, and their words and the quotations you can, and also particular kind of subject they explained, then you can compare and then to balance your kind of mind.
I shall never vacantly allow my gaze to wander all around, but rather with a focused mind will always go with eyes cast down.
This is a mindfulness about not doing this and that, this pandemic, taking vow about with body parts. 等一下时间差不多的时候你叫我啊。 And then the abandoning, this is a typically in the Buddhist, especially monk, or this not necessarily monk, people think should walking and sitting, eating, sleeping, this different time, you should gently act gently, and even they believe that what your body express your mind expressed by your words, and the body itself you can check is more vivid. Sometimes mind you, if you gaze and you hear mind lost in the projection and the mind wandering thoughts, you don't aware of your mind much once in a while. But the body also same, you don't wear it, then you doing different gesture, not knowing by yourself, not wearing by yourself. So in Asia, when we have this, of course, this is not right or wrong, this, but different culture. If you now in this culture also changing, but from my own kind of local region, the place, of course, many other places also same. If you talk to with people with a finger pointing towards people's face, it's not very polite. In Tibet, that's too. If you're staring people and a long time, and then saying it's also not very polite. So people are shifting their gaze from this, and then also looking back. But here is culture a little bit different. And also, in here, people should say, from my understanding, they may be wrong, but then you have to be confident. So that's why you kind of leg put in the other leg, and then like more showing kind of, I know what I'm doing, or at least kind of way. But from Asian, traditional, not nowadays, it's changing. But thinking, if you put your other leg, and especially like pointing someone the direction, then it's people thinking this is also not like this kind of words, thinking coming. But it's a different idea about body expression and different concept. It's not necessarily in that way, but it's in those region particularly have this understanding, I think. So here was saying we should walk. When we walk in and said, let's go, 天鹅在湖中行走.
Swine
is smoothly swimming and through a lake. That means that you want like a, we have a big wave of body and legs. That is not people doing, especially dignified people or monk who have a very much disciplined people or walking like you can see the swine flow with the flow in the lake and the crossing. It's like they're towards one direction slowly goes by. And sitting. They said it's like some people said like lying, or some in not people, some quotation scriptures said you should sit in like lying. I think it's more stable. Some scriptures said you should sit in like a mountain or something like that. It's a stable. When I remember, I was very young. We have a tent, and in the center is fire. And if there is our kind of relative or people who visiting us, guests is there, we are not allowed to like sit in, like the half the garden. Yeah, how we are leading something with my parents, or say, oh, you should sit. And even the small kids also asking for not doing whatever. Even ladies or small girls, if their leg is open or something towards the guests or something, they are very angry at parents. So you should always like knees down or something, and then sit. You cannot sit this way, ladies. And then the posture is different in nomadic area. You always like sitting. It's like the Japanese tradition. It's similar. Very small kids, 3 or 4 years old, already taught by elderly, and they even sometimes punished by them. Small punished. They say, "What are you doing? Like that's this." You know, something like that. So, anyway, it's a saying not the head is not round, surrounding too much, and then this is especially especially emphasizing monk bhikkhu, their kind of behavior. Focused mind, and not also one gaze would be lower, and maybe 45 degree or something like. Some even said three kind of, three kind of, and this way. And this is a more you can see gentle and satisfied kind of way to walk, not. Even said, when you're walking on the street, you will see very handsome men or women, beautiful women, something. You are allowed to watch as a bhikkhu. You can take a look, but after this person passed, you cannot say, oh, who is this, and that, something like that. It's a small thing. It's minor issue, but it's a said is the proper way to walk and look. Is you should do this and that. If you walk, that's not breaking big walls or something, but it's a kind of a gentle kind of behavior.
But that I may relax my gaze, I will sometimes raise my eyes and look around. And if there are some people standing in my sight, I will look at them and greet them with a friendly word.
Mm-hmm. And then if you sight your eyes in one fixed one thing, your eyes will be tiring. You are allowed, of course, you can look in around once or something, once a while, walking, not very, even you are not knowing what is your walking step on it to, so you're just looking after this and that and cell phone, that is not good. But if you have a relatively reasonable kind of a distance walking, gaze eyesight, and then once in a while you have to look afar and near, and these people, some people very in a very remote area, many people very gentle, very nice, always have people passing through to have an agreement, a greeting, and in Tibet also, I remember many places like that, they very gently wish you have a good day, or this all of all what they say. Some are very sweet and warm, they give you some nice kind of smile, something like that. So Nietzsche also said you should, if you see people and coming or something, different way to express your good. In Tibet also, we say, used to we don't say much, you kind of touch their leg. These days are more. But in the Ando area, they often say demo. Demo is like having a peace. It's like that. Peace in you. Have a peace in you. Something like that. And then I think, I heard in India, ancient time, said, how you're coming towards me, and then it's a wonderful kind of virtuous kind of time, merit I have, meet you, something like that. I can look at you, meet you, face your face, it's kind of virtuous for me. Virtuous merit, something. I think in different area have a different way to express. In some nomadic area, even used to say, did you have a tired work or something like that? So people maybe have a very tough work in nomadic area. So when people meet each other, Urkata is like, are you, did you feel well or something like that? Did you feel well because everybody working and tiring? It means you, I wish you not too tired, something like that. Anyway, yeah, continue please. For 37, right?
And yet to spy the dangers on the road, I'll scrutinize the four directions one by one. And when I stop to rest, I'll turn around and look behind me back along my way.
And the next day also continue, please.
I will survey,
Continue, please.
I will survey the land in front, behind, and carry on or else retrace my steps. In every time and place, therefore, I'll know my needs and act accordingly.
Yes, these are saying, when you necessary to look in surrounding and the way you, have a very dangerous road or cliff falling, some rocks or something area, there is a snake or tiger or something, animal, dangerous, wild animal, placing the different reason. You should avoid that danger. So, yeah, you have to check what is the right path and to avoid, and you have to circle or you have to go back or you decide to continue to your journey, you should looking around. But here still saying, oh, you should one by one looking around. That means anytime you have some kind of control of your mind, you have aware of your mind. And also some many times a wild animal, the thief or robbers will attack from back. So the once in a while you looking back. Sometimes it's not for the guard yourself, but if you go to unknown place, new place, sometimes you look in this direction, A to B is one kind of function. One view, one kind of image. And when you towards, when you back and from the other direction, it's a very different kind of shape and mountain, and because it's one from like east to west, one is from west to east, there's a different. So in order to familiarize the important mark, or you remember when you come back, you know the path. Sometimes there is no particular road that you have to cross mountain or river. You, one certain time you're looking back, to familiarize. Next time when you're coming back, you know, oh, this, I saw this, this mountain or that river like that. Mm. So it's that part. Yeah. And, when you continue or void, it's also thinking what you, maybe it's sometimes it's not every place, it's peaceful, there is a dangerous place, and then you have to think what is reason, point to go there. If not that emergent or important, why I don't company with people, or you know, wait for another good weather or day or different season, I should go there. Or it's immediate, you have to risk, or you should go, then you should decide. Mm. So this is saying, according your needs, what is the point, and then what is the needs of your go there. And then, to measure or contemplate for that. Also, it's for you too late to go there. It's 4 hour, but it's night time. You should better wait for next morning. You should go there or something. It's the way of choosing time and path and the way of walking through. It's used to, we don't have a car or much like airplane. So most people step by step, or if you have a horse, but they also animal go step by step to move. So that kind of life, you should say a lot of things. Now it's a freeway or so a lot of fast thing. There's unknown. I still have to aware of the situation in the back. And yes, yeah, thank you. And may body shall remain like this, embarking those upon a given course. From time to time, I will verify, inquiring how my body is disposed. It's when you like doing meditation, also saying you have a 7-point posture. You said, cross leg and across your palm, and then back straight, and then this sense of shoulder, eye straight, eyesight, and then head is a little bit like a front, a little bit front in front. And then if you have a lot of liquid coming to your mouth, then you should put your tongue on the inside of your teeth, then won't be open, like waving, making noise. And those 7 posture when you are sitting, doing meditation, that help you flow of energy very smoothly. And your energy flow very smooth, then your mind also have a more clear and vivid kind of feeling. You will not easily fall into darkness or sleep feeling, or due to want to walk and stand up and run away, that kind of disturbance. So this is important. So this is just sitting, meditating. And as I said, different posture. Sometimes when you're talking with people, but your face is telling them, I'm not interested to listen to you. You can express that way. Mm. And sometimes people talking, why you say? Like, you can like, or making different kind of eye, big or small, or disliked feeling, or different many things to express. So it's a. Of course, you're not saying, oh, or you don't want, you should continue. But it's saying you can decide when you have engaging with the people, have a good quality, high, good quality of engagement. you don't want to waste your time and same can become a burden of you and a not effective kind of communication. So you walk or something, you also mind already decide you go and you check surrounding and manage it to avoid or to approach. And when you sit to meditate, also you don't want to spend your time with nothing. You want to have a good quality of meditation. So even this posture also part of that increase your meditative kind of qualities. you speak also too. There's saying more here. Mm. So this way is often check your body.
时间到了，现在四十五，差不多啊。
Then we will stop here. Mm. Thank you very much, and we will continue. Thank you. Dedication prayers, page 30. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and the just Shamada Patra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue, following their example, when all, since dedication has been praised as a spring, all the victorious ones throughout the three times, all of fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing this mind. By this merit, may all be in omniscience and defeat and wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain to effective kayas that arise from merit and wisdom. Thank you very much. And then we should, actually this is a way of a bodhisattva. That means, our life and the behavior also should be kind of a more, higher kind of goal, higher kind of live up ourselves. And then everybody achievable and can doable. And these are, small minor issues sometimes, but the minor issue combine and become big issue, bigger success or big situation. So in this we check ourselves and also have this chance when you have a fresh memories, we try to transform our behavior, transform our action into the way of bodhisattva. So from small to big and from today, we sometimes we say, oh, this is just knowledge, and in this way, we don't improve much with the introspection, with awareness, and then really give us a rare chance to transform and give us a chance to implement into our life, daily life. And there's a lot of good thing in later part of chapters, but these are also very, very important. Thank you.